Hi, this is Thomas Vogelin. You're listening to Mac Edition Radio.
This is Harris Vogel, and I'm at Photo Plus Expo in New York City, and I'm with David Tobey of Datacolor. How are you, David?
Doing fine. Haven't lost my voice yet.
Well, it's a busy day. It's very crowded, and there's a lot of interest. There's a lot of interest in your product, which is a newly revised version of your PrintFix Pro, right?
Yes, PrintFix Pro 1 has been a big hit, an award winner for the last year, and the new version is just about to come out with extra features for black and white profiling, which is seeing an awful lot of interest here at the show.
Well, this seems to be the first year where you can confidently say there's a variety of choices for digital photography to print in black and white off the shelf, right?
Oh, there's an embarrassment of riches out there, both for new competing printers from different companies and for black and white printing options.
Datacolor is in the business of profiling and helping people calibrate their systems. How does this new generation of printers affect that?
Well, this is the first time we've really had the opportunity to apply the ICC profiling process to black and white. The new printers have at least two grays in them and have a color mode, which has a gray neutral axis printed out of gray inks instead of color inks. So it's an opportunity to create standard ICC process profiles so that you can soft proof with them and adjust them easily that offer gallery quality black and white printing. So it's a pretty exciting opportunity.
Now, this has also been an interesting year for folks in the color management business in general, because we saw the merger or the takeover of two of the largest companies into one, which narrowed the field for folks, right?
Well, I was pretty comfortable doing development for the number three company in this industry. So waking up one morning and being now the default number two was an interesting change. It narrows an already narrowing field. It's a much more mature industry than it was years ago, where you basically staked out 40 acres and made your own claim. At this point in time, there are high-end products for prepress and advanced uses. And then there's a revised interest in the photo field, affordable color management, which has always been my area of interest, and that's really what we're looking at now.
I've always felt that one of Datacolor's signatures is the ease of use of your products. The user interface is very simple to follow, and yet it has a lot of advanced features. How conscious are you of the confusion over color management that exists in most even working professionals' minds?
Well, I pay close attention to the tech support issues of one generation of products to develop the features for the next generation. You'll find that PrintFix Pro starts off with a series of screens that are not about profiling your printer. They're about making sure your printer is in the correct state, is properly configured, and is prepared to be profiled, because these were among the issues that were causing the most difficulty for us. My personal goal has been affordable, easy-to-use color management over the years. That's how I came to ColorVision and Datacolor in the first place. And we have pursued that line of process for, 5 years now. We've been making these products easier to use, more efficient help, lower priced, more affordable. That's been our goal and continues to be our goal. Adding extra features as software upgrades to the existing products is another key solution that we follow.
I should note that Datacolor is very well known for its Spider line of display calibrators, right?
Well, that's certainly our signature product. You know, people hardly know what to call a monitor calibrator if they don't call it a Spider. It's the standard in monitor calibration, and extending that to a complete photographic workflow that covers color from when you capture it to when you print it is the real goal of the PrintFix Pro suite.
The PrintFix Pro suite is a combination of a calibrator for your display as well as a patch reader, right?
Well, that would be the hardware that's in it, and of course you'd get the advanced monitor calibration software, the Spider 2 Pro software, which calibrates not just LCD and CRT and laptop monitors, but also projectors, something that people often fail to realize. That covers the Spider end of the business. Then PrintFix Pro hardware and the software that comes with it will now calibrate and profile your color and black and white prints from the more recent inkjet printers. It will improve your black and white printing with most any printer, but it will give you true gallery quality black and white with the latest generation of printers from Epson, Canon, and HP.
David, there are two questions I get from listeners all the time. The first is, How do you start off calibrating a display? You know, a lot of displays offer presets for color temperature. You can set it to 6,500 Kelvin or 5,000 Kelvin. Should you do that and then calibrate, or do you just leave it at whatever setting the factory ships?
Well, this was a little more confusing in the days of CRTs, which tended to have a lot of available presets. You often chose a preset like 6,500, which would be the appropriate choice before you calibrated to 6,500, or it might have RGB controls where you'd actually balance it yourself with our old pre-cal tool to 6,500 before you calibrate it. That's now all built into the Wizard interface so that it asks you what presets you have and only works with those which you tell it are in your monitor's capabilities.
But is the idea, at least in the old days, was to get it as close as possible and then you'd have less work to do for the calibration?
Oh, absolutely. You want to take advantage of whatever hardware capabilities your monitor has, and then on top of that we'll do whatever we need to in the video corrections and the profiling process.
And the other question that I get is a real simple one, which is there are different kinds of papers, fine art papers to print on. Some are glossy, some are luster, some are matte, some have optical brighteners, some don't. Is there any difference in calibrating those different types of paper surfaces?
Well, every paper is unique, and inkjet printers are very sensitive to differences in paper, so that's one of the reasons that custom paper profiling is so important. But it's also a matter of personal taste. There are matte people and there are gloss people. And I'm not here to try to dissuade you or change your mind about what you like in paper. I'm here to try to provide you with the tools you need to make the papers you prefer function as best they can, to give you the deepest blacks, the brightest colors, the smoothest gradients possible on that media.
So do you have any tips for folks that are starting a workflow process?
Oh, absolutely. Read the help on every screen of the application. Once you've done that, you'll know more about this product than most of the users.
Is there any difference in calibrating a glossy laptop screen versus a matte, or does it work pretty much the same?
Well, the difference between a glossy and a matte laptop screen is what it does with the ambient light striking the screen, whether it puts it all in one place or whether it spreads it around. Now, there is no ambient light striking the screen while you're calibrating, so this really isn't going to affect the calibration process. So the difference you're seeing is really a difference of whether you can see the light bulb in all its detail in one spot on your screen and the rest of the screen is nice and clear and dark, or whether it's going to spread that light bulb over the entire screen evenly and make it all just a bit lighter. So the blacks look blacker on a glossy screen than on a matte screen, but the objects within your reflected field of view are more distracting on the gloss screen than the matte.
Now, when I first calibrated my first monitor, which was back in the Radius PressView days, they even issued you a little black lab coat to wear so you had no color or no light that could interfere with your process. How critical is ambient light in general to calibrating a monitor? Should the lights be off, or how do you approach that?
Well, we now actually have an ambient light function built into Spider 2 Pro. Its goal really is educational, because many people don't realize the light levels they work under are really too high for the type of work they do. So using the ambient light function in Spider 2 Pro will categorize your light level into one of five categories, from pre-pressed darkness to on the beach. And basically it then encourages you to use appropriate luminance settings for your monitor and appropriate white point settings for your monitor to go with the level of lighting in your environment.
Are there metamerism issues that pop up when you calibrate papers?
Well, metamerism is an ink function that shows differentially on different media. I'm going to blame it on the ink, because with the ideal ink, a given paper has no metamerism issues. But it's certainly an ink and paper combination issue. Now, the newer printers, which use gray-based neutrals, have far less yellow ink in their prints and far less in the way of metamerism issues. I'm quite comfortable printing black and white prints out of the color mode on the latest generation of printers and seeing very, very limited metamerism of grayscale prints, which is the most demanding usage.
One of the announcements for this show is you're about to release a revved version of your software, right?
Well, PrintFix Pro 2.0 is in beta and will be available for all PrintFix Pro owners shortly on the website. This is one of the fringe benefits with ColorVision, is the free software upgrades. The whole purpose of version 2.0 is to improve black and white output on most any printer and to offer gallery quality black and white output on the latest two gray inkjet printers.
PrintFix Pro is unique because it doesn't read strips, right? It reads patches.
Well, that doesn't make it unique, but in the current environment, competing products tend to be a more expensive form of strip reading spectrophotometer. Doesn't even mean that they produce a profile in fewer minutes. It just means that they read patches at a faster rate. The overall process of reading a sheet of patches and building a profile is not that different among any of the current products.
Well, I want to thank David Tobey for spending time with us today. David, where can our listeners get more information about DataColor products?
The easiest way to find out about DataColor products is to go to datacolor.com on the web and take a look at the ColorVision line of products listed there.
I want to thank David Tobey of DataColor for spending time with us today. This is Harris Vogel for Mac Edition Radio. You've been listening to Mac Edition Radio. The contents are copyright 2006 and cannot be reproduced without written consent.